Thank you, Mr. Chair. Finally, we have camping permit rules. What we're asking for, what we asked for last month was to standardize the checkout time at 11 o'clock for all of our camping structures. Currently, camping cabins are a 12 p.m. checkout time. Just to standardize, you know, better understanding from our public, we would ask you to move camping cabins to an 11 o'clock checkout time so that it would line up with all of the other lodges, modern cabins, and suites that that we have within the state park system. And no changes from proposal on that.
Any questions, concerns? If not, I'd look forward to a motion. Been a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We've going on to Parks and Rec 13, I believe.
Yep.
Al's on deck to give us an update on Lewis and Clark Resort collateral assignment information items.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. Al Nedved, Deputy Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation. Number 13 is an action item. It's an assignment of a collateral agreement that's currently held between the Lewis and Clark Resort and their lender, First Dakota National Bank, to a new lender that that concessionaire is working with. But Lewis and Clark Resort is a concessionaire down in Lewis Clark Recreation area near Yankton, entered into a new lease in 2018. The commission approved an improvement and an expansion plan for the resort back in June, I believe, of this year, which includes a new lodge and some new cabins there and some campsites there that they were adding to the operation there that would require new construction and establishment of possessory interest in those buildings. So possessory interest is something that's established in our administrative rule that allows a concessionaire to have a financial interest in those facilities that they have either financed or purchased from a previous concessionaire. So typically those that possessory interest can only be established or approved by the commission itself. So either at the time that those facilities are constructed or at any time that they concessionaire may purchase those from a previous concessionaire, that there's that possessory interest is established by that formal action, either by the approval of the lease or otherwise. A lot of times in our lease agreements, in the exhibits, it'll list out all the buildings, facilities that the concessionaire has a possessory interest in. So that is the purpose of why that particular process is in place, is to ensure that that a concessionaire can only have financial interest in those facilities that the commission deems necessary or appropriate. So so whenever there's a transfer in possessory interest, either through a sale or there's other less common ways that possessory interest can be transferred, there can be bankruptcies, there can be a death or gift to a beneficiary, and there's some other items that are listed in our administrative rule that allows for transfer of that as well. So the purpose of these collateral assignments are to allow a lender to have kind of a successory possessory interest in those facilities should there be a default with that lending institution. So very commonly we enter in these collateral assignments as a three-way agreement between the lender, the concessionaire, and the department to lay out those terms and how that possessory interest might unfold in case if there's ever a default in a repayment of those notes that the concessionaire may hold. So this current concessionaire, Lewis and Clark Resort, does have a collateral assignment in place currently, but due to the improvement package that they are currently embarking on, they decided to refinance through a new lender. So basically this action item would just authorize the transfer of that collateral assignment from First Dakota National Bank to Elkhorn Valley Bank and Trust. It'd be basically a simple transfer of that collateral assignment. So at this time, we'd be just asking for authorization to approve that transfer between those two lenders and execute that collateral assignment.
Thanks, Al. Do we handle the legal on our end of that, or do we pass on any cost to them when we have to do a little extra work here?
We do, you know, review these agreements, and we have kind of a boilerplate language, but you know, with John Kotelnik and our staff, we provide some general oversight and overview of it, but we have not passed that on to the consumer.
No Christmas bonus for John, then?
No.
He's trying, John. Anybody have any questions for Al on this? Do you need action from us then, or is it just information?
No, it would be require an action item to approve the transfer of the collateral assignment between First Dakota National Bank and to Elkhorn Valley Bank and Trust.
Thank you. With that said, I'd entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Sorry.
Motion and a second. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Al.
Thank you.